It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Manesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. Unfortunately, not a perfect Wednesday for the Cedar Falls Tiger fans out there. Tigers come up short in the Class 4A Boys State Tournament basketball quarterfinal. More details on that to follow. You heard that game right here on The Fan. However you are tuned in, I appreciate it, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear, and like the Facebook page. Just type in 1650102.3 The Fan on the Zuckerberg machine. You'll see it pop up. Just hammer that like button. Check out the all-new website, 1650thefan.com. That's where you get the podcast of this show and a whole lot of other great content. Bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. You won't regret it. I guarantee it. And dial me up if you want to add to the show today with any questions or comments. 319-277-1918. 319-277-1918. Or you can call 800-913-9479. You could also email the show if you got something or someone perhaps you'd like to hear on a future show or something to add to the conversation today. Fire away. Email address is Cole at 1650thefan.com. Area sports news and scores, as always, we'll lead it off here in just a few short moments. After we do that, we take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. We'll come back from that first break, and Sean Keeler. It's been a little while since we talked with Sean, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist, current reporter and sports columnist for the Denver Post. You follow him on Twitter at Sean Keeler. And with the NFL just going absolutely bonkers the past couple of days in terms of the trade market, we got to catch up with Sean because Danger Russ Wilson headed from the Pacific Northwest down to Mile High to be a Bronco. And this is obviously the biggest news as it relates to the Broncos in about a half decade, as they have been in quarterback purgatory ever since Peyton Manning hung up the cleats. Meanwhile, you've got Aaron Rodgers signing that incredible four-year, $200 million extension. $50 million per year for Aaron Rodgers. Had a little fun with David Eicholt yesterday talking about that, but we'll dig in on it today. And then, you know, the news today was that the Indianapolis Colts are shipping former North Dakota State Bison quarterback Carson Wentz to the Washington Commanders for a pair of third-round picks. And what an interesting career Carson Wentz has had. And you just go back to, gosh, what season was that? Was that 2018? Was it 2018 when Carson Wentz was playing MVP caliber football for the Eagles and then had the leg injury? I want to say it was a leg injury. And then Nick Foles came in and led the Eagles to the Super Bowl, and the rest was history, right? And it just has not been the same ever since. There's been weird reports from time to time about Carson Wentz as a teammate. You know, it's it's interesting to say the least about Carson Wentz and the fact that he's now been traded a couple of times ever since being the second overall pick in the NFL draft the year that he came out. So a lot to dig into there. We'll also talk a little MLB lockout with Sean Keeler as well. And perhaps if time permits, a little March Madness talk, because that is, it's already begun as far as I'm concerned. The NCAA tournament can't just lay claim to all of the madness of March. The conference tournaments are right there with it. And you heard a pair of them last night here on The Fan, the CAA and the West Coast Conference Tournament Championships. And we've got another one lined up for you tonight, the Patriot League Championship, as Navy will take on Colgate to punch a ticket to the big dance. So you'll hear that here coming up with pregame at 6:15 and tip-off of the Patriot League Men's Basketball Conference Tournament Championship game at 6:30 here on The Fan. All right, so after we're done talking with Sean, we'll take the timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim. We'll come back from that break. And Dave Finnegan, you heard him on the call all season long. And, of course, today in that Class 4A Boys State Tournament quarterfinal where the Cedar Falls Tigers came up short, Dave Finnegan kind enough to join the show and wrap up that game, recap it for us, wrap up another outstanding season for Ryan Schultz and his Tiger team. And look forward to that. Look forward to that in the third segment of today's show, Dave Finnegan. After we're done there, we will take the final timeout, get you a moment in NCAA tournament history from our friends at Westwood One Sports, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back after that and wrap up the show. That's the plan, boys and girls. Let's just go ahead and dive right in. Yesterday, in case you missed it, at the Boys State Basketball Tournament, had a 2A quarterfinal game involving an area school, as Rock Valley raced past Jessup 75-61. The second seed Rockets built a 38-25 lead at halftime, and Rock Valley helped themselves by shooting 53% from the field. The loss snapped a 16-game winning streak for the Jayhawks as they finished their season at 19-6. Day 3 of the Boys State Basketball Tournament today in Des Moines. Class 4A began action today with quarterfinal games. Meanwhile, Class 1A begins semifinal action this evening. This afternoon, in a 4A quarterfinal, as I told you, 2-seed Cedar Falls fell 62-52 to 7-seed Cedar Rapids Prairie. Trey Campbell led the Tigers with a game-high 32 points. He added 5 rebounds and 3 assists and did it all on an efficient 11 of 21 shooting, including making 6 threes. Dallas Bear added 8 points, and Derek Woods chipped in 7. Cedar Falls finishes its 2021-22 season 20-3 overall. This year's trip to the state tournament was the 5th in a row for the Tigers. Cedar Rapids Prairie will play the winner of 3-seed Johnston and 6-seed Ankeny tomorrow night at 7:15. One of the area's oldest conferences could be dissolving. The Upper Iowa Conference has extended invitations to 3 members of the Northeast Iowa Conference: New Hampton, Crestwood, and Waukon. Only Waverly, Shell Rock, Charles City, and Decorah of the Northeast Iowa Conference were not given invitations. Olwine left the NEIC for the North Iowa Cedar League beginning this school year and leaving the conference with just 6 teams. And according to its bylaws, if the Northeast Iowa Conference is left with 5 teams or fewer, it will not be viable. The Upper Iowa Conference has also extended invites to Sumner Fredericksburg and Olwine of the NICL, Osage from the Top of Iowa Conference, and Riceville from the Iowa Star Conference. You'll hear more about this tomorrow morning on Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson between 6 and 8 when Waverly Shellrock AD Greg Bodensteiner joins the show. The honors keep rolling in for Iowa State women's basketball player Ashley Jones. The Cyclone senior guard has been named a semifinalist for the Naismith Trophy National Player of the Year. She also recently earned a spot on the Wooden Award national ballot and is one of 5 semifinalists for the Cheryl Miller Award, an honor that she won last season. Jones has had another outstanding campaign and leads the 10th-ranked Cyclones with 20 points per game and 9 rebounds per. UNI wrestler Tyrell Gordon has earned an at-large bid to the NCAA D1 National Wrestling Championships. The former Waterloo East standout is the Panthers heavyweight. You and I will now have 8 qualifiers for the tournament, which is the most since 2008. The NCAA Wrestling Championships will take place in Detroit next weekend, March 17th through the 19th. 2 members of the UNI women's basketball team have been recognized for their play this year by the Missouri Valley Conference. For the 4th year in a row, senior guard Carly Rucker has been named first-team all-conference, and freshman forward Grace Buffelli was named honorable mention. Rucker led the team in scoring, assists, and 3-point field goal percentage. Buffelli, meanwhile, had a breakout year for the Panthers with the 4th-best rebounding season in Panther history with 256. The Panthers open up conference tournament play Friday night at 8:30 in Moline, Illinois, when they take on Valparaiso. The Iowa State men's basketball team returns to Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament, and the 6-seeded Cyclones will open play tomorrow night at 8:30 against 3-seed Texas Tech. The Cyclones and Red Raiders split their regular season series, both teams winning on their home floors. Iowa State has won 12 of its last 16 at the Big 12 tournament, winning the title in 4 of the last 7. You can hear all the coverage of tomorrow night's game right here on The Fan, pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 8:30. The 24th-ranked Iowa men's basketball team will play in the second round of the Big 10 tournament tomorrow in Indianapolis. The 5-seed Hawkeyes play the winner of this evening's game between 12-seed Northwestern and 13-seed Nebraska. Hawkeyes have won 8 of their last 10 games. Iowa women's basketball player Caitlin Clark has been named a Naismith Player of the Year semifinalist. Clark, a sophomore from Des Moines, leads the country in assists per game, total assists, points per game, total points, free throws made, triple-doubles, and 30-point games. I like her chances. That's a wrap for a Wednesday. Let's take this next time out. CBS Sports Flash, get you set on what's happening in the national sports scene. Get you a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast. We'll come back. We'll talk about all the craziness going on in the NFL, MLB lockout, and a little March Madness with Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports reporter and columnist, joins us next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
All right, guys. Well, Carson Wentz has himself a new home as he heads back to the NFC East. Colts reportedly ship Wentz to Washington for a pair of third rounders, the latter possibly turning into a second round pick if Wentz can play 70% of the plays. Commanders also set to pick up his entire $28 million salary for the coming year. Conference tournaments going on. College hoops, you got the A-10 first round. Rhode Island leading Duquesne 75-70. About 30 seconds remains. They're at the half. Mountain West, Utah State in front of Air Force 38-27. Also at the break, Xavier and Butler 26-all. That's the Big East. Halftime, North Arizona trails Eastern Washington 37-31. That's the Big Sky. You got some finals as Boston College shocked Wake Forest in overtime 82-77. Syracuse overpowered Florida State 96-57, that second round ACC. Stanford trimmed Arizona State 71-70 in the Pac-12, and the A-10, LaSalle Ray St. Joe's 63-56. Players and owners talking today, still time to get a compromise and get a full 162 games in if a deal could be done today. However, things do not look good, and apparently reports are it's not looking great, and if it's not done by today, more regular season games are likely to be canceled. I'm Marco Belletti.
Rodgers will stay in Green Bay. Russ is now cooking in Denver. But what's next to go down in the QB carousel? We'll discuss later on The Zach Gelb Show, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio.
Presented by Ted's Home and Hardware, Bracket Attack is back. Visit 1650thefan.com for details.
Cedar Falls Schools is looking to fill a number of positions, from paraeducators to food service professionals. Paraeducators play such a key role in education, and the rewards are endless. From K-12 general education and preschool classes to special education teams and media center assistants, you'll love providing support to the students in Cedar Falls Schools. In either group or individual settings, you'll work closely with students to help them attain their individual goals, and ultimately, you'll help them reach their full potential. Enjoy competitive wages and benefits, plus all paraeducators are included in the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System. Plus, working as a paraeducator is a great way to align your work schedule to your child's school schedule. Food service positions are also super rewarding, flexible, and only require 3 to 5.5 hours per day. With competitive wages, plus paid time off benefits, and you get your summers free. Go to cfschools.org/employees. appointment or call 553-2443 for more information. Come find your next calling with Cedar Falls Schools.
Got a critter question? Call the Scoop Feed and Supply today. They feed almost every hungry animal except humans. Check out the Scoop Feed and Supply in Waterloo.
Western Home Communities in Cedar Falls is proud to support high school athletics, assertively creating fulfilling lifestyles for residents, families, and employees. Visit westernhomecommunities.org.
L&N Transportation, committed to the Cedar Valley and proud to sponsor area high school sports action. L&N Transportation, experienced, reliable transportation specialists.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Get the edge you need to complete your best bracket ever. VSiN's Bracket Betting Guide is just $3.99 at vsiN.com/hoops. That's vsiN.com/hoops.
NHL tonight, the Chicago Blackhawks at home against the Anaheim Ducks. Chicago -120 on the money line, Anaheim +100. The over-under set at 6. Amid the ongoing lockout, the odds on when the Major League Baseball season will begin. +175, the season starts in May. +200 for June. +250, July or later. +500 on no season at all. Purdue, the odds on favorite to win the Big Ten tournament, getting underway Wednesday in Indianapolis. The Boilermakers +220. Illinois at +350. Iowa +400. Minnesota +2.5 against Penn State on day one of the tournament. Nebraska +5.5 against Northwestern.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries possible at times. Lows level off around 14. Winds out of the north 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance of snow. High temperatures reach up to 27. Lows dip down to about 16. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Daytime highs approaching 28 Friday under partly cloudy skies. 26 Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 25.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Russell Wilson has taken his horse and ridden it from the Pacific Northwest to Mile High, and he is a Denver Bronco now. So it just so conveniently works out that our guy, Sean Keeler of the Denver Post, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. And you know what? Before we dig in here on the nitty-gritty, a guy like myself who also works in the newspaper industry, albeit I'm a reporter, I'm not a columnist. Sean gets to write columns, and Sean's really good at writing columns. And there are moments where I am envious. There are moments where I'd be afraid of having that job, but moments where I am envious. And when I read Sean's column on the big trade of Russell Wilson getting shipped to Denver, and go read it at denverpost.com, he gets so far down in the piece, and he makes the point that Russell Wilson instead of Aaron Rodgers, this could be a blessing in disguise, Bronco fans. And there is one particular line where he writes, "For one, the more you obsessed over Aaron Rodgers, the more you learned that the NFL's MVP is a self-absorbed, flaky narcissist, even by pro quarterback standards, loud and proud." Sean Keeler, round of applause, another great column. And as a Bears fan, I particularly enjoyed reading that sentence, as you might imagine.
Well, not to get into the weeds, but that day yesterday, if you can imagine the timeline of it from where we were, maybe you couldn't because it was like an hour apart from when Rodgers' news leaked to, I think, maybe an hour 20 later that the Ian Cosero or the NFL Network and Adam Schefter put up the Marcus trade, the Russell trade. And so I was ready to just take a bat to Aaron Rodgers and be done with it. For most of the day. And this is something that really gets in the weeds of what, you know, call running. They call in the business running copy when you start doing something while it's going, and then everything changes and you got to rip it up and start over. So I'd had a kind of a mini essay of why I was so sick, sick and tired of everything Aaron Rodgers for a year, ever since Mark Schlereth made us chase this thing for 12 months. Literally, every talk radio station in town, every hour, was about Aaron Rodgers. Every week, we had to do a column about Aaron Rodgers. I was so sick to death, full disclosure, of Aaron bleeping Rodgers and who he's engaged to, who he's not, what he's having for breakfast, what he sticks up his orifices. I was tired of it. And so there's a little bit of just, I'm so glad I'm not dealing with this guy in this column. And unfortunately for you as a Bears fan, you are going to be dealing with that guy. So you have my sympathies.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. It means a lot. Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports reporter and columnist, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. The NFL offseason's just drunk right now. And so we got to have Sean on the show.
I'm never the one to call when you're drunk. You never call me.
No. Like,
I won't help.
Likewise, I will not help. That is for sure. So the package is two first-round picks, two second-round picks, a fifth-round pick, Noah Fant, Drew Locke, and, gosh, the name escapes me, but the good
Shelby Harris.
Yeah, good defensive lineman. And Shelby Harris.
Who's the best player, I think. Sorry, Iowa fan, of that group that went. Yeah.
But, Sean, I mean, you got to pay to play. I have a feeling that the Seahawks did about as good as they could. And if you're a Bronco fan, you go, I don't give a damn. We got Russ.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. They were going to – you're going to bleed when you do that, and you knew that. And especially in this league where you're in a cap situation, you've got to try to make the numbers work. When everybody wants a quarterback, you know, you're holding out for ransom. And the Broncos built up all those draft picks. They had 11, 48 hours ago. They went into this, I think they had something like 25, 30 billion, maybe more in cap space. They went into this knowing they were going shopping, right? So it was just a matter of where the best deal was that they weren't going to just get absolutely taken. They gave up a lot, and objectively, you could say they gave up too much. And I'm getting a few Herschel Walker comparison.
No,
you know, you're getting a little bit of that. I'd say 70% of the market here is pretty darn thrilled, and should be, because we've been saying it. You know it objectively. It's a quarterback division. It's a quarterback league. It sure as heck is a quarterback conference. Look at that AFC now.
Yeah,
I know you're an NFC guy. You're adding Russ to that. You've seen what it was like to get out of that, to get to a Super Bowl. You're going to have to beat Patrick Mahomes at some point, somewhere, and you may have to beat Joe Burrow or Josh Allen at some point, somewhere. You got to bring some serious heat, and they had to go get it. Hey, can I indulge you on something to that point?
Of course.
People who say the Broncos gave up too much. I looked this up for something I think I'm going to write later this week. So, I've written this ad infinitum in the 3.5 years I've been here about it's about the scoreboard, stupid. It's about points. You know, we get crazy about yards. The next coach who brings up how great their offense is on yards, I just roll my eyes and throw my hands up like, dude, that's not how they keep the standings. I don't care. Do you score? Tell me how you score, baby.
Yep.
And, you know, that's a baseball guy who's an analytics guy saying, no, this is what it's about. The last 15 teams – since 2012, let's take a decade as a sample size. The AFC West, I know you're an NFC North guy, but humor me. The problem is the Broncos have been thinking too much like the NFC North. But the last 15 teams since 2012 all have one thing in common, and Denver was in this group too. To make the playoffs of the AFC West, nobody did it without scoring at least 21 points per game. The Broncos, since 2012, have had 10 teams, Mets fan, the first four, with Peyton Manning at quarterback, average at least 21 points a game, playoffs. The last six, none of them reached that point. No playoffs. Russell Wilson in Seattle, last 10 years, rookie year on, every team, at least 21 points per game. Seven of those make the playoffs. Two of them go to the Super Bowl. One of them wins it all. I rest my case. That's why they made that trade.
That's great
stuff. They don't score points in that division. You have to score. You know, now it's the Chiefs, and before that it was the Broncos doing it. You have to score points.
That's great stuff. And here's the thing, though. As a Bears fan, because, you know, you started there talking about, you know, the price that was paid, and it really wasn't much more than what the Bears paid to get Jay Cutler back in the day. And it also that also made me think, Sean, that George Patton, the Broncos GM, you guys at the Denver Post, the guys on radio, you got to hold him to the fire. You can't let him go Jerry Angelo and not fill whatever holes are on that Broncos roster now in free agency in the draft, because that will create a whole new unique level of misery if Russell Wilson can't be standing upright, is constantly on the ground, or nobody's there to catch the ball, or run the ball, or play defense.
You never go full Jerry Angelo.
No.
Never, ever.
No.
And to that point, it's still not a great offensive line. It was beat up. They need a right tackle. They have had almost as many right tackles the last 6 years as they have quarterbacks. And you have seen all the graphics about how many quarterbacks they've had. They got to shore that up. That's real, and that's got to be a priority one way or the other. And the other two are outside linebacker slash pass rusher and inside linebacker. We could be getting rid of a few more of your Hawkeyes. your guy, Josie Jewell, you know, Fant's already out the door. Jewell, they like, but he's not a coverage guy, and they're in a division, as we pointed out, where you got to have guys that can go out and play against slot guys and good, fast tight ends. That's not Josie's strength. I think they may be looking a different direction there. They want to upgrade athleticism inside that defense. And they've missed Vaughn Miller. Not so much in the clubhouse, but, you know, in the locker room, per se. Look, I got baseball. I miss baseball. It's on the brain already. Not so much in the locker room, which they do to some degree, but just production. Bradley Chubb, dude, zero sacks last year. Wow. Zero.
Wow.
That's a, what, number six draft pick? Number seven from 18? The guy that they passed up, Josh Allen, for none.
I didn't know that.
Can't have that. Yeah, can't have that.
Well, it's supposed
to. You're right. They've got spots that you've got to shoulder up to finish the job, but you took a big step. You can't do what my good friend Rick Hahn at the White Sox does and take half measures and then cheap out and stop. Get 80% of the way there and then stop. You can't do that. You got to go all the way.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports reporter and columnist, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Aaron Rodgers gets his money, about 50 mil per, although he pushed back a little bit on the reports that were out there about the 200 million, which, go figure, he's going to do something like that. Sean, it makes me think, too, it also makes me think, too, back to the Adam Schefter draft night report 2 years ago, that Aaron Rodgers is hell bound on not playing for the Packers anymore. That one's going to go down like that. When you talk about Adam Schefter, when someone writes a book about Adam Schefter, that's going to go down as one of his biggest missteps, if not his biggest misstep by far in his career.
Well, of stuff that hasn't been leaked by the, you know, Daniel Snyder investigations anyway. I don't know Adam Schefter personally here. A lot of people here do. Obviously, cut his teeth here. He's got a lot of ties here. So, yeah, it's not crowned in glory, but I'm just so glad we're not dealing with that drama anymore, because it has been just, it's literally became a beat, you know, back to the weeds again. It became a beat in and of itself here. Was, what's Aaron Rodgers do today? I'm like, guys, and you know this, I mean, we've talked about this. You want to be, I've always said to people, do you want to be the general manager of the Packers who traded Aaron Rodgers, coming off an MVP year and whatever, two MVPs in 5 years? Do you want to be that guy? I mean, forget what Seattle got. You'd be asking for four number ones. I mean, you just couldn't get what value relative to the PR hits and grief you would take for your fan base if that fell on its backside. You just, it was all about money. It was all a play. The Broncos got used. Schefter got used.
Yeah.
Mark Schlereth got majorly used. I just have been rolling my eyes so much at this that I just, I'm glad it's done. Good for him.
Well, since you're in such a good mood talking about Aaron Rodgers, let's talk about the Major League Baseball lockout.
Oh, that's good. Hit me while I'm down.
I mean, where do we start? Rob Manfred laughing at the press conference where he was canceling games,
I'm killing games.
Another artificial deadline tonight, I guess. I mean,
it's gone. Second week's gone. What did we say? I mean, you and I get accused of being half empty, and not just because of our bar tabs, but we're back to the don't call us if you're drunk joke. Seriously,
they've been stealing for a battle for years. I mean, the thing we talked about in 2020, when they, you know, in a pandemic, when people were desperate for entertainment and outdoor entertainment at that, that they had to fight each other tooth and nail to get the bare minimum of what owners wanted to pay for, was, yeah, unfortunately, it was a dead piece. So this is going to be a preview of what 2022 is going to look like. Dang it, I wanted to be wrong. Dang it, I was not. This is ugly. And I think the idea of, to keep a number on when is this going to get resolved, it's going to get resolved when the owners feel it in the pocketbooks. And I think what was the report that was, I want to make sure I attribute it right, but that Ken Rosenthal said that some of the national penalties kick in after 25 games lost or 20 games lost.
Yep.
There's your bar. April is toast. There is no incentive for that ownership group to do a thing until the last, to have games until the last week of April, where they have to start getting broadcast rebates back. Until an NFL, until a Major League Baseball owner has to give money back to a network they own, or more importantly, to a network they are not budging. And the players know it. Everybody has known it. They've settled in for the long haul. And I look forward to an April spring training and hopefully an opening day by May 20th, hopefully.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. And Rosenthal, you know, he was the one that pointed that out. And I was just like you when I read that. April baseball, hasta la bye-bye.
That's it. 25 games are gone.
Yep.
That's when they're coming back.
And so, thankfully, in the meantime, we've got March Madness already going on with conference tournament season. And if I'm not mistaken, the Colorado State Rams, albeit a Power 6 team, they could be a Cinderella, with all due respect to them, in the tournament, right?
They could. It's going to depend on the draw. I think Wyoming's in that group, too, of teams that are kind of local to us. They all want to avoid that 8-9 line. I know you guys, you know, the Northern Iowa's will know it well. They're kind of in that boat.
Yep.
Where if they get the right draw, now granted, didn't I think you and I took out a one, if I'm not mistaken, in that great run a decade ago. You know, so you're going to run into that at some point. So, you know, where they get seated, I always say with group of fives, take what you think you deserve and add one. And with power fives, take what they deserve and subtract one, as in you get better if you're in a better league. You know, I think if they run into somebody that's really long and really tall and really athletic, it could be a struggle, and you're going to get that with a Power 5 roster. But they've beaten Mississippi State on a neutral court. They visited the SEC. They were going to play Bama in Bama before COVID scrapped that game. They can shoot with anybody. Can they rebound with anybody, defend with anybody? I don't know. But they'll be fun to watch. I'll be real curious what kind of draw they get. But they're already in. It's just a matter of where.
Great stuff as always, Sean. I got to run and try to – maybe you need to do a cleanse to get Aaron Rodgers out of your brain.
Between Aaron Rodgers and Rob Manfred, there is not enough punch of karma to get those guys out of my system, believe me. They just isn't.
Take care, man.
See you, man. Bye.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports reporter and columnist, kind enough to grace us with his presence and quick wit today on the show. Let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up on the other side. We hear from Dave Finnegan. We dig in on that Cedar Falls Tigers Class 4A Boys State Basketball Tournament loss to Cedar Rapids Prairie. That's next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Keel.
Presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. We are all Caesars.
The 4A quarterfinals are underway at the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. Kenzie Reed scored 26 points as Cedar Rapids Kennedy beat Waukee Northwest 61-55. Reed hit a trio of three-pointers in the third quarter as the Cougars took the lead for good.
Really, our whole team, we know anybody could have a night like that. There's like six of us that could, and it just happened to be me tonight in this game.
Also in 4A, Ames outscored Burlington 24-10 in the third quarter in a 60-40 victory, and Cedar Rapids Prairie defeated Cedar Falls 62-52. Later on, it's the 1A semifinals as Grandview Christian plays Lake Mills and it's Remsen St. Mary's against North Lynn. And the 24th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes open the Big Ten tournament tomorrow afternoon. The Hawkeyes will play the winner of tonight's game between Nebraska and Northwestern. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer.
That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Can't afford birth control? Need a pregnancy test? Think you have an STI? We're here. It's not awkward. It's your health. To find a clinic near you, visit idph.iowa.gov, search Family Planning. Family Planning clinics offer quality, confidential health care with free or low-cost birth control, STI screening, and help creating a plan for your health. Connect with a clinic to help you make the best decision for every stage of life. Brought to you by OPA Family Planning Services Grant and the Iowa Department of Public Health.
My name is Anna. I live in Cedar Falls. I was in a severe car accident. The driver did not have car insurance. I was actually severely injured. I had a lot of hospital bills that needed to be paid. I was a single mom. I called Balkirchen Home. Eshan came and saw me while I was actually in the hospital. He explained everything thoroughly and how we were gonna get compensated. Eshan really seemed like he genuinely cared about me and not just getting compensation for himself.
When a car or motorcycle accident injures you or your loved ones, you need a strong team of attorneys to protect your rights. Balkirchen Home has been in the Cedar Valley since 1958. Balkirchen Home are your local injury attorneys providing personalized representation at the highest level. For a free consultation, visit balkirchhome.com.
I would highly recommend Balkirchen Home.
Balkirchen Home, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
I am very, very grateful.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-Hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
Start every car ride with peace of mind. Denver Insurance and Grinnell Mutual make sure you and your budget are well cared for. That's why we offer discounts for good students, safe driving, and more. Trust our coverage to move you forward. Trust in tomorrow. For more details and for all your insurance needs, contact me, Andrew Kaler, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Denver Insurance today.
Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. And as I told you at the top of the show, it's day 3 of the boys' state basketball tournament in Des Moines. And the Cedar Falls Tigers in action today in a Class 4A quarterfinal, taking on a really good Cedar Rapids Prairie team that was the 7th seed. And talking to a few people before this game began today, it's just like you throw the seeding out in this one. A couple of Mississippi Valley Conference rivals that split their two regular season games. And you heard the game right here on The Fan this afternoon. Didn't turn out the way any of us wanted it to as the Prairie Hawks get a 62-52 win. So we'll bring in Dave Finnegan, the outstanding play-by-play voice for the Tigers boys and girls basketball teams all season long, and put a wrap on what took place today at the Well and look back a little bit as well on what was another just outstanding season. Coach Ryan Schultz has really spoiled us with what he's built with that Tiger program. Dave, great call today. As I mentioned, obviously didn't turn out the way anybody wanted to, but you know that game much closer than the final score would indicate as Prairie was able to make some free throws down the stretch as the Tigers were trying to extend that game in a game that was just so closely contested, a rubber match, like I mentioned, after a regular season split. What do you think ultimately made the difference?
You know, I think that, first of all, Cole, thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me on today. But I think that Prairie was just a little more physical than Cedar Falls. I think, you know, announcers and broadcasters talk a lot about 50-50 balls all the time, those loose balls. You're scrapping for them on the floor. You're battling for them on the glass. And while Cedar Falls got their fair share of those today, it just seemed like, particularly down the stretch of this game, that those balls seemed to bounce Prairie's way. They got a couple of extra offensive rebounds down the stretch. As you mentioned, they hit all their almost all their free throws. They hit 9 out of 12 in the fourth quarter, 14 for 17 for the game. So, I mean, this is a Prairie team that's so fundamentally sound, particularly on the defensive end. You knew it was going to be a close game, and the things that tip the balance just went in Prairie's favor down the stretch today.
Yeah, the margin for error in this game I thought was illuminated in your play-by-play call because of just how highly talented both teams are. You mentioned the physicality of Prairie. We saw Trey Campbell pour in a game-high 32 points. Dallas Bear added 8. Derek Woods added 7, and only a couple other Panthers scored outside of that. Now, that being said, I'm not here to critique how Ryan Schultz's offense went about its business. Trey Campbell was highly efficient today. You can't point a finger at him at all, but do you think that maybe that Prairie physicality impacted some of those role players offensively for the Tigers today?
I think so. I think it was a case where both teams just knew each other so well coming into this game. And the one big adjustment, and Ryan Schultz alluded to this when I talked to him after today's game, was Prairie down the stretch started double-teaming Trey after every screen. They were switching on to him. They really gave him problems. And it just kind of took the Tigers out of their offensive system pretty significantly. There just weren't a lot of open looks as Prairie was really good, really crisp at their defensive rotations. And there were almost every shot that Cedar Falls took in the second half of today's game was of a contested variety, which, I mean, I guess from a standpoint of saying that, I mean, the fact that Trey was able to score 32 points in today's game really speaks for his level of talent, for what he's brought to the program, and for just how outstanding he's been all season long.
Yeah, could you expand a little bit on what you got to witness today at the Well? I mean, it was a signature performance from Trey, but we know that he doesn't care. He just wanted the win. That being said, though, Dave, just listening to you call play after play that he was able to make today, what really sticks out about his game-high 32 points?
The thing that surprised me the most was how efficient he was able to be from beyond the arc. He was forced into a lot of longer jumpers, and one of the things that I would say that he's really, I don't want to say grown up on, but he's really improved the most at over the last couple of years has been his perimeter shooting, not just from three, but also being able to take somebody off that dribble, pull up for that 16, 17, 18-foot jump shot from just inside the arc. He's just really comfortable and confident from that point of the court. And just the way he was able to shoot the ball successfully today, as opposed to, you know, a lot of drives, getting himself to the rim and either putting himself in position to get fouled or, you know, get some uncontested layups or give some dish outs to some of his teammates. But it seemed like that was part of the Prairie game plan, was to let him have that pull-up jumper. Trey was so successful on that today, and I mean, I just can't say enough about how he's been able to carry this team at times this season, but also just how he handles himself within the scope of the program.
Yeah, just an epic ending, obviously short of being perfect without the win today, but what an ending to an outstanding Tiger career for Trey Campbell. Dave Finnegan, Cedar Falls Tigers boys and girls basketball play-by-play voice, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Tigers come up short 62-52 to Cedar Rapids Prairie in the Class 4A quarterfinals. You heard the game right here this afternoon on The Fan. And Dave, I would imagine there were some Panther fans that were tuned in today. What would you tell Panther fans? You think that Trey's going to make one hell of a case to play right away and maybe force Ben Jacobson's hand next fall?
I think if I were in Coach Jacobson's shoes, which I did see him down there today following Trey, following the Tigers, as both of his sons are go to Cedar Falls High School, Hunter would have been a big part of this team this season. But as far as the contribution level that Trey can make next season, I mean, it's a good decision to be forced into making, I'll be honest with you there. But, I mean, as far as Trey Campbell's skill set, you're talking about a guard who can create any shot on the floor for himself. from 1 to 21 feet. He can create those drives to the basket. He's a better ball handler and dribbler than A.J. Green was at that time in his high school career. Of course, A.J. graduated from Cedar Falls in 2018. So I'd give Trey the nod in terms of speed, ball handling, and defense. A.J. certainly a better shooter, probably a better overall scorer. But, I mean, it's hard not to make the comparison between the two, but those two are different players. And Trey, you know, I mean, he's gonna certainly make his case for some minutes next season. You know, maybe some of those Trey Burhau minutes you can give them to a guy who's a little bit smaller physically as Trey is, but you know, certainly going to be an option for Coach Jake here next season. I wouldn't be surprised to see him slotted in, get himself 12 or 15 minutes of ball game next season.
What do you think about Prairie's chances going forward? They're going to play the winner of the game going on right now between Johnston and Ankeny, and while all of us over here in Eastern Iowa are well more up on, you know, how good these Eastern Iowa teams are, these MVC teams, and know a lot less about the Des Moines teams. What do you think about the Prairie Hawks' chances?
I'd say that if they play defense as solid and physical as they did today, plus getting the shooting that they did today, I mean, just to give you a quick recap from the field, 21 for 38 from the field was Prairie today, 55%. They shot 50% from three, 82% from the foul line. So if they can get those shooting splits again, you know, they're going to be a tough out for anybody. I know Johnston's got a good team. They were in the state championship game a year ago. Ankeny won it all in 2020. So they're going to have a tough opponent regardless of who it is. But a team that knocks down shots and plays good defense, I mean, that's a pretty good recipe for moving yourself forward in a one-and-done tournament situation. A
couple more minutes here with Dave Finnegan, Cedar Falls Tigers boys and girls basketball, play-by-play voice. Tigers fall 62-52 to Cedar Rapids Prairie in a 4A state quarterfinal today. You heard it here on The Fan. Dave, you've called so many Tiger boys basketball games this season. You've been calling their games for a number of years now, and throughout what's been an incredible run with five straight state tournament appearances. What about this team in particular? Because there's been so many special teams. What about this team really stuck out to you?
I think, Cole, from a standpoint of this is the one that you maybe didn't see coming from the start of this season. I know that early in the season, particularly in that December time frame when teams are really finding each other, I don't think Coach Schultz and his staff kind of knew what they had at that time. They knew they had a all-state level point guard in Trey Campbell. I knew that they knew they had Dallas Bear, who was, you know, had been a good shooter in the past, but they were really looking for him to kind of find the rest of his game from an inside-outside standpoint. And they had a lot of other pieces, but to watch those pieces and to see those pieces kind of, you know, gel together in such a way that allowed them to win 16 straight games, I don't think that, you know, even the most optimistic of Tiger fans could have seen this coming. Back in December, they lost a game to Cedar Rapids Jefferson by 12 that they had shot 6 for 36, I think it was 3 for 30 from three-point range in that game. And, I mean, it was not a cause for, you know, the sky is falling at that point, but, I mean, it didn't look good. They were kind of wondering, you know, will this team get to 500? Will they really make a run? And, I mean, I think that that really speaks for, you know, the program as a whole, for the coaching staff. They're so, you know, low-key, and they just went right back to it. They did their best to put the guys in spots where they could succeed, and you know, this is the one that you really didn't see coming, and I think that speaks to what Cedar Falls basketball has been about the last 5 years.
Dave, I heard you mention it at the end of your broadcast today. Time to dust off your spotting charts for Tiger football now. Just a little over 5 months away, some well-needed time off in the interim, but you got an early thought or two on Tiger football?
A couple things stick out for me on Tiger football. It's going to be a nicer schedule this year. They've got five games in the dome and a sixth game at across town at Waterloo West. So that'll be nice from a standpoint if they're going to get to play in a place where other teams are usually uncomfortable coming in to play. They're going to play that competitive 5A schedule again, the competitive balance schedule that's been laid out. But, you know, they're going to have a really talented defense back. They've got they're going to have questions at the quarterback spot for sure. Gavin Steggy, hopefully he'll be able to continue to make a full recovery. But he looks like would he be the QB1 here at this point. But an offensive line that's going to be a really great unit next year. They've got most of the pieces back there. So I can't see a lot of drop-off from Coach Remmert and his guys here as we look ahead to the 2022 football season, believe that or not.
My thanks to Dave Finnegan for joining today's show. Let's take this final timeout. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary coming up, as well as a moment in NCAA tournament history from our friends at Westwood One Sports. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
It's a March Madness preview, sponsored by Geico.
Juzang in the paint, fadeaway. No, got his own rebound. Slithers to the rim and lays it in. 3 seconds to go. We're tied at 90. Here comes Suggs. Long three for the win. Banks at home. Jalen Suggs, a deep banked three.
An epic end to an epic game with Gonzaga beating UCLA to reach the national championship game. Hear Westwood One's exclusive coverage of this year's NCAA tournament right here.
Family. It looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's mom and dad. For others, roommates who feel like family. And for others, it's your significant other, their golfing buddies, your children, a high school soccer team starting lineup, and oh look, they're all taking you up on the offer to stay for dinner. Really testing the limits of that phrase, the more the merrier. But no matter where you call home, Geico makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than making three frozen pizzas and assorted frozen veggies into a cohesive meal.
Witham Auto Centers wishes the students and coaches involved in postseason play good luck. It takes focused, hardworking athletes to achieve this success. Witham Auto Centers, where everything they do is driven by you.
Dan Knipp and the team at Air Services Incorporated are proud to support high school athletics. When problems with your heating or air conditioning arise, get quality done right the first time. Call Air Services, Waterloo.
Peterson Hudson Hardware Plumbing and Heating specializes in residential and commercial work. When your need arises, call Peterson Hudson Hardware Plumbing and Heating, a name you can trust.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Ever since Peyton Manning retired in 2016, the Denver Broncos have been looking for a quarterback. Yesterday, they finally found their man. The Broncos traded Drew Lock, Noah Fant, 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and a 5th-round pick to Seattle for Russell Wilson. It's an absolute haul for the Seahawks. The move sends both teams headed in opposite directions. Denver will be a strong contender for a playoff spot, and Seattle is going to drop into an immediate rebuild. They also released their star defensive player, Bobby Wagner. The Seahawks have, by far, the least talented team in the division. Pete Carroll's the oldest coach in the NFL, and many scouts believe this is a weak quarterback class. That will make a rebuild difficult. So while many people wonder what Denver's next move will be, it might be more interesting to see how this trade affects Seattle. The Seahawks can go in a variety of directions, but with an aging roster, no quarterback, this could be just the beginning of a fire sale in Seattle. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. And now, a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something that you actually want and something that you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cash back. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in today. Got to thank Sean Keeler of the Denver Post and Dave Finnegan for joining the show today. You may have heard the liner if you were paying attention in the first commercial break. 2022 bracket attack, folks, it is upon us, and we are unleashing online registration. The first 64. That go to 1650thefan.com and get registered starting tomorrow morning at 8:30. We've pushed it out on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. We're going to be reminding you of it the rest of the night here over the air. You snooze, you lose. Opens up tomorrow morning at 8:30. Bracket Attack. Great prizes. Visit 1650thefan.com for details. Get signed up. Back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.